Welcome everyone once again to the Jesus Reveal podcast. My name is Zinhle Ncube and I'm your host. We are in day 17 of our journey of 40 days where we are just unpacking the life and ministry of Jesus Christ leading up all the way to the cross and his resurrection. Today I'm joined by Pastor Virginia Doman, and she will be helping us then with our journey looking at Jesus the I Am. And our scripture reference for that is John chapter 8 from verse 48 to 59. But for context, I would encourage everyone to start even the entire chapter. During the course of this podcast, we will be looking at the entirety of John chapter 8. But for good context, it's from verse 31 all the way through then to 59. Pastor Virginia, thank you so much for being here and welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me here tonight. Greetings to our viewers and our listeners.
Great. It's good for you to be here, Pastor Virginia. Pastor Virginia, this passage of scripture from verse 48 just starts off in a very tense confrontation between Jesus and those that were listening to him at the time. And in verse 48, it already, right off the bat, Jesus is being, I guess, chastised and being called a Samaritan devil and saying that he is being possessed by a demon. What happened leading up to this? Or why was Jesus cast as a demon or labeled as a demon?
Well, we see, Minister, that Jesus had passed through Samaria. And the Jews did not have a good relationship with the Samaritans. Mm-hmm. Purely, it was religious beliefs. And because of that, they would rather bypass Samaria. Yeah. And they would cross the Jordan to avoid going through to Samaria, because they looked at them as downcast and they avoided the Samaritans. So we see Jesus bypassing that in chapter 4. Yeah. And they likened him and they interrogated him for coming through Samaria. They likened him to be a Samaritan and they said he's demon-possessed. So
And I think, thanks for that, Pastor Virginia. I think we see, especially in last week, looking at predominantly Jesus' compassion, and we didn't specifically touch on him meeting the Samaritan woman, but there is that, I guess, from the Sermon on the Mount, where he taught on the mountain, taught on the outskirts, healing people that last week were ostracized by a community, the woman with the issue of blood, the man with leprosy as well. Two types of sicknesses or diseases that, according to law, you'd be put outside of society. And now we see this theme of Jesus always reaching out to the other. And that, obviously, in the eyes of the Jews, being seen as something that is just not supposed to happen. And again, now in as he continues to teach or he continues to respond to them, he talks about then if they will obey his teachings, they will never die. And just in your looking at that verse, Pastor Virginia, what have you picked up when he said those sayings and what those implications are and why that would continue to rub people the wrong way? Yeah.
You see, Jesus is smart. He gives a controversial statement when he says that you will not die.
Yeah.
They discern that as physical death and not spiritual death.
Yeah.
They were carnal-minded and not spiritually-minded. Had they been spiritually minded, they would know that his teachings and his the word that he had brought was not of this world.
Yeah.
They didn't recognize him, and therefore they rejected Jesus.
Yeah, And that is, it seems like that's a common theme. It just when I look at the Gospels, especially when it comes to when Jesus either teaches at synagogue, the rest of the people would marvel, but there would be also a crowd of leaders, for example, that aren't too pleased with what he's saying. And they would demand a sign, for example. And he would say, no, you will not get a sign from me. And I think a couple of weeks ago, we were of the view that even if they were to get a sign, I doubt that they would even see that actually this is the Christ. And now, again, he is being rejected and linking it to Abraham now and almost placing it in, I guess he even heightens the controversy, as you put it, Pastor Virginia, to say that even before Abraham was born, I am. Mm. And that I am almost referencing what we see in the book of Exodus when God presents himself to Moses as to what is his name or the name that he should be taking to the Israelites in setting them free. Yeah. So I just want you to, let's please maybe just talk around just that statement and its significance for him to say that.
Okay, I would say Jesus I am and what he means to us today.
Yeah.
I am speaks of Jesus' divine nature. Okay?
Yeah.
Jesus existed before creation. He never came into being. And we see that in John 1:1.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Yeah. He was God in the beginning. John 14 validates that, and he says, the Word becomes flesh, and he dwelt among us.
Yeah.
So who is the Word? Jesus is the Word. Okay?
Yeah.
And we see that the I am comes into being. He says, I am. And there's six places in, I would like to highlight.
Please, go ahead.
Yes,
please,
I would ahead, like Pastor to Virginia. Highlight.
Yeah.
In the book of John, that okay. Jesus says that I am.
Yeah.
And we read in the statements in John 6:35, he says, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not go hungry.
Yeah.
Okay? John 8, verse 12, he says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 10 verse 7 says, I am the gate, whoever comes through me will be saved. Some versions say, I am the door. So Jesus is the door that we should go through. John 10 verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. So indeed, Jesus did come and he laid down his life for us, the sheep. John 11, 25 says, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die.
Yeah.
And that's the spiritual death we talk about. Okay? John 4, verse 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Yeah.
And John 15, 1, my last verse says, I am the true vine. And my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that bears fruit, he prunes so that it will be more fruitful. So we see that God wants to bring out the best in us. Through the I am, we need to reach out to him in our daily life as the I am.
Yeah, thank you so much, Pastor Virginia. I think that was just a great walkthrough, and especially when you just look at specifically John. And I think it also just points to the writer, John, and the heart and the intent that he wanted to portray when he wrote that gospel. I just want to reflect, Pastor Virginia, on just the difficulty of this crowd or of these people in receiving Jesus and his message. And And we see it even in present day that, you know, the gospel sometimes can be received with great hostility as well. I think there was a quote that says that the gospel does not give to the person what they want. And I think this is exactly what's happening in this passage. Maybe if we can just talk about just the why sometimes it is so difficult for people to receive Jesus or Jesus revealed when they see him, but still reject him. In your journey of faith and all the people that you have cared for and looked at and tried to reach with the gospel, there came times, obviously, I would like to imagine, where it was rejected what you were presenting. And just from your life, what have you seen as some of the reasons why people would reject him?
Well, we see, Sinclair, that people are comfortable where they're at. And when somebody else comes to challenge you, Jesus came to challenge them in their thinking, and they were held captive in their thinking. Yeah. They weren't open to anything else but their own beliefs and their ideologies, and that held them captive from believing and recognizing the Son of God. And likewise, in the marketplace, in interacting with people, when they see us, people reject that because they're comfortable in their way of life.
Yeah.
And we come in here and giving them something else and provoking them to a belief system which they can't undo in their thinking pattern, holds them back, and they, in their complacency, they're comfortable and they don't want to change.
Yeah.
So we can only trust God that through our interaction, through our loving them and forming a relationship with them, trust that they will see something different in us.
Yeah.
And that is what I feel as a child of God, to make a difference in people's lives. They need to hear me, my mannerism, my way of life, and our approach people on a daily basis. The cars we drive, when we drive on the roads, there's somebody that wants to cut you, or now with load shedding, which is so relative, we find that if you're not patient, you don't exercise godly principles and make it relative, we lose it. We have to remind ourselves that we're children of God and that we need to bear the fruits of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, patience, self-control. And if we don't portray that in our life, we have a battle touching lives.
Yeah.
And we find that with Jesus, he came and he gave love. He received the Samaritan.
Yeah.
He went to the Samaritan, whereas the Jews rejected the Samaritan.
Him. Yeah, yeah. That's really powerful.
So Jesus is love.
Indeed, indeed. And I mean, even in how he dealt with this crowd, he had patience in persisting to say what they were saying. And at the end, he was thrown with stones.
Yes.
But he hid from them ultimately, but he was patient enough to persist in really showing himself, which I'd like to think, to what you were saying, is a high form of love in showing and showcasing the truth to people. Mm. Yeah.
I believe that he knew his purpose.
Yeah.
He knew the type of people he's coming with, hostility. He was acquainted with that. Coming to the earth meant dealing with that, accepting criticism, accepting hostility, and being composed. Jesus was composed, and he knew his identity was in his Father, and that his Father and he was one. And he also knew his purpose that he was on the earth. Had he became so debatable and forceful, he wouldn't have gone and made a difference in this world.
And I think as believers, that is a great example and pattern
that for we us should to follow. Definitely.
Ourselves. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Pastor Virginia, thank you so much for this time. I had a blessed time, and thank you for today in revealing Jesus that I am to all the listeners and to all the viewers and to everyone then that is listening or watching this and you were blessed with this, we encourage you to just keep on subscribing, liking, sharing this as well with your entire network. And let us, by the grace of God, reveal Christ day by day. God bless you.